Walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 pesos. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
More stakeholders react to the killing of illegal miners in Mufumbwe. 17 illegal fuel vendors nabbed in Western Province raids. In Global News, Ramaphosa opposes Trump's 30% tariff on South Africa. And welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. International relations expert and former ambassador to Germany, Anthony Mukwita, is urging government to enact laws that promote a more civilized approach to mining, ensuring that the extraction of minerals benefits the people of Zambia. Speaking when he featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM this morning, Mr. Mukwita expressed concern over the loss of lives and severe injuries resulting from informal mining at the Kikonge Gold Mine in Mufumbwe District, Northwestern Province. He has emphasized the need for government to implement strict regulations that would not only curb illegal mining, but also protect the lives of those involved. Mr. Mukwita proposes that a comprehensive study be conducted at Kikonge Gold Mine to assess its exploration potential and determine how the resource can be developed sustainably for long-term national benefit. He has further suggested the establishment of multi-facility economic zones in areas where mineral deposits have been identified, saying this would allow for proper registration and contracting of miners, ensuring that they adhere to set standards if they are to extract the gold.
And the government will also be able to get some taxes so that they can build some roads, they can sink dams, they can subsidize more farmers to make us more maize. So dark as it may be, you know, they say it's always dark before the sun rises. So we may come out of this unfortunate thing. Like you said, it's an elephant in the room. I mean, nobody should die at all. But then there is also a loan, and then there is also poverty. So a combination of factors, a study should be carried out so that there is something poignant and succinct that is done to ensure that this does not recur.
Meanwhile, opposition Patriotic Front media director Edwin Lifwekelo has criticized the UPND government for its handling of key national issues such as the rising cost of living and the plight of illegal miners. Mr. Lifwekelo claims the current administration has failed to effectively address the pressing needs of the Zambian people and should not be allowed another term in power. He has cited the high cost of living and the alleged shooting of illegal miners by police at Kikonge Gold Mine in Mufumbwe as clear examples of unfulfilled promises made during the UPND's time in opposition.
The truth of the matter is that we cannot continue with UPND beyond 2026. Why do I say so? It's because failure rate is just too high and unacceptable. The rate of failure by this government is totally unacceptable. Everyone you ask feels cheated by the UPND government. What citizens expected to happen in the New Dawn government was not happening at all. Aspect of load shedding, high cost of living, the way illegal miners are being slaughtered at the mercy of the Zambia Police Service under this leadership is unacceptable.
At least three people died in a violent clash between informal miners and security personnel at Kikonge Gold Mine in Mufumbwe District, Northwestern Province, on 6 July 2025. A joint operation by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, Zambia Police Service, Zambia Revenue Authority, ZRA, and the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has led to the arrest of 17 individuals involved in illegal fuel vending in the Western Province. In a joint statement, DEC spokesperson Alan Tamba says the operation, which is part of ongoing efforts to combat the illegal fuel trade and smuggling nationwide, took place on on Friday, 4th July 2025 in Mongo, Kalavo and Senanga districts. Mr. Tamba says the coordinated raids resulted in the apprehension of 17 adult suspects, including 3 Angolan nationals, with 4 suspects arrested in Mongo, 9 in Kalavo and 4 in Senanga. He says the individuals who are currently detained in lawful custody were charged with illegal vending and possession of 6,090 litres of fuel and also face charges related to the possession of non-conforming petroleum products. Mr. Tamba says the authorities also seized over 400 empty drums and more than 200 empty 20-litre containers, which were believed to be used in the illegal activities.
All the suspects have since been detained in custody and are expected to appear before a competent court soon. The general public is hereby warned to exercise maximum caution and to desist from engaging in illegal fuel vending activities. Citizens are further reminded that petroleum products are highly flammable and if improperly handled can cause devastating effects on innocent members of the public, including property, vital installations and the environment in general.
In more news, the National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, is advocating for the introduction of an education levy to enhance support for higher education in the country. NACAES Executive Director, Dr. Aaron Chansa, believes that implementing an education levy would significantly improve access to student loans and provide the much-needed funding for the construction of universities in provinces that currently lack such institutions. Dr. Chansa has emphasized that the education levy could play a pivotal role in ensuring that more students access financial support, particularly in light of the current situation where many students are forced to rent private boarding houses, often in insecure conditions that expose them to social risks. Meanwhile, Dr. Chansa has welcomed the approval by Cabinet that Zambia hosts the Association of African Higher Education Financing Agencies Conference, urging the Ministry of Higher Education to leverage this conference to drive meaningful change, particularly financing higher education. Cabinet at its 12th sitting approved that Zambia hosts the conference slated for 22nd to 25th September 2025 with a view to helping resolve challenges related to management of higher education students financing by coming up with contemporary policies of sustainable financing approaches for funding higher education.
A government in Zambia should seriously consider introducing a levy on education. Education levy can actually provide additional support for higher education and also general education, where if well done, we can have a lot of young people being supported in terms of student loans. We can also have government build these hostels that have not been done for many years. We can also have government build universities in all the provinces.
Police in Eastern Province have launched investigations into a case of aggravated robbery in which a 31-year-old motorbike rider, Kambani Banda, was attacked and robbed by 2 unknown assailants in Kateta District. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred yesterday, 7th July 2025 at 18 hours, following an attack that took place earlier the same day at around 16 hours at Beza Farms, located in Chief Mangombe's area. Mr. Mwemba explains in a statement that the motorbike, valued at 27,000 kwacha, belongs to Everisto Piri of Ibex Compound in Katete, who was operating from Bottom Up's nightclub Rank when he was approached by 2 unknown men who hired him for a trip to Kalengamaka village in Chief Mbangombe's area. He says on their way and upon reaching Beza Farms, a bushy and isolated area, the two passengers turned violent, with one of the suspects grabbing Mr. Banda by the neck while the other punched him in the face, causing him to fall to the ground. Mr. Mwemba says the attackers then mounted the motorbike and fled the scene, leaving the victim injured and helpless. Now, Technologies and Science Minister Felix Mutati has revealed that some banking and financial institutions in Zambia are under reporting incidents of scams and cyber fraud in an effort to preserve client trust and stakeholder confidence. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mutati says while Zambia's national resilience to online fraud has improved significantly from 60